Saratoga Springs Mayor Joanne Yepsen opened Tuesday's press conference on Women's Equality Day, where Wolf's campaign introduced his Women for Wolf platform.
I'm here as a woman, as a mayor, as a mother, and as a citizen to say Aaron Wolf is the only candidate in this race, in this district, that will be supporting women into the next century.
In the race to replace retiring Democratic Congressman Bill Owens in New York's sprawling 21st District, Wolf is running against Green Party candidate Matt Funicello and Republican candidate Elise Stefanik. At the press conference, Wolf announced his platform of supporting paid leave and child care and the Violence Against Women Act. He also called for raising the minimum wage and passage of the Paycheck Fairness Act.
We still have not assured women the same opportunities as men. A female full-time worker makes only 77 cents for every dollar that a man earns. This adds up to a yearly wage gap of nearly $11,000.
Wolf made little mention of Funicello, singling out his Republican opponent in the race for the district that stretches across northern New York and is considered one of a handful of swing districts in the state.
But Elise Stefanik said during her primary that she wouldn't support raising the federal minimum wage. And now she's backpedaling. This is becoming a pattern. She still refuses to take a firm stance, though, one way or the other.
Stefanik previously served as an advisor to Congressman Paul Ryan during his run for the vice presidency. Ryan has endorsed Stefanik. Wolf has repeatedly characterized Stefanik as an author of a 2012 Republican platform that excluded the Paycheck Fairness Act and restricted a woman's right to choose. An animated Congressman Paul Tonko of the neighboring 20th District also took to the podium.
If someone has been in a leadership role that denies a number of these dynamics, then let that speak to us. But sometimes the strongest voice for women may happen to be men in the legislative process. This man is not going to hold back women. He's going to promote women in the effort.
Stefanik's campaign has said she, quote, did not have editorial control or responsibility for the platform document, unquote. Kerry Warner, a Democratic candidate for New York's 113th Assembly District seat, also spoke at the meeting. State Senate candidate Madeline Thorne was also in attendance. But in a question-and-answer period, reporters called on Wolf to clarify his own stance on several issues, including Social Security, Medicare, and the Affordable Care Act. Wolf said he would not make any changes to Medicare or Social Security. He said growing the economy and raising the minimum wage would be the best way to protect Social Security.
I think the economy is growing. I think it's really important that that growth extend to all working families in this district. And I think those are very strong ways of growing our Social Security trust fund. As I mentioned, also cutting loopholes for millionaires and billionaires.
Wolf criticized Stefanik's own lack of clarity on her position to maintain or raise the retirement age. Stefanik abruptly ended a Monday interview with reporters when pressed on the same question. In an email to WAMC, Stefanik campaign spokeswoman Charlotte Guyette wrote, quote, Elise does not support any changes or reductions for Social Security for those in or near retirement. However, Aaron Wolf's do-nothing approach will bankrupt the program for future generations, unquote. Wolf did not answer a question on whether he would have voted for the Affordable Care Act, but called the law flawed. He supports making changes to it. Guyette wrote, Wolf's support for Obamacare hurts North Country women by raising health care costs. She also mentioned the Stefanik campaign's Women Advisory Team and support from GOP State Senators Betty Little, Kathy Marchione, and Patty Ritchie. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.